Let's see the Rashi. It's the first Rashi in the narrow lines. The guy came in and collected the Eved for money that the Jew owed the guy. So it wasn't a case where that he had arranged that he should be the apoteki. So in that situation, therefore he's loyal to the cheres. And the same thing in the case of sikrikun, shoshisom mufkorin lahariga. It was a period of time when it was these goyim would come in and they would kill. And the Amar Lo B'Chavim saw Karkazu or Eved Zev Hanicheni, and he offered him to take these properties or the Eved instead. He saved his life by giving him the Eved. So Lo Yotzei L'Cheres. The Anasu B'Lek L'Miknasei. So the Kanaat doesn't apply. So the more said the case of Chayvei, he doesn't. It's not considered a mechira. We see in the case of by Beis HaMelech took the Gurin b'chayvay, he's chayv la'aser, which the more is assuming in the kasha, chayv aser le'al the habi k'moicher, because it's like selling off the ma'aser, which he shouldn't do, and therefore he has to replace it. Versus that's a different din. That's a totally different din. That's a din of mishtarshi. Then the more about Toshma, I'm sorry, I skipped. Van Poris, if it was Van Poris Tom, just Hefzid, they just kept, that it wasn't the Chiv that he had. They just wanted to come to him, Mafsid him. He's Patim El Aser. So more said, that's not a Raya. The Mishtarshi, like over there, it's different because it's Mishtarshi. He's using it to pay off his chayv. So the Gabi Meiser, he's mechuyev to replace that which he used the Meiser to pay something. So, and that Meiser, as it were, turned around and left him with a benefit. This benefit came from the Meiser. So it belongs to Meiser. So he has to give it to Meiser. Mir Gabi Ebed Kenosim Mishum Mechira, he... But over here it's halacha and mechira, and a mechira it's not, because he didn't do midaita. They took it against his will. There's no need to give him a kenas. He sold his eved lefarhang. Meitzik, a person who was causing difficulty. With some alilois, he would make up claims. So he made this false claim that he owes him X amount of money. And he gave him the Eved as payment for that. So the loch is Yotzei L'Cheres. So it's a case of the goy taking the Eved. So where the words of Hayul Lefayis, the Davar Acher. But the fact that he chose the Eved is the way to appease the goy, that was the problem. That's considered he gave it the Eved Midaito, and therefore the Eved is Yotzei L'Cheres. And the more broad, Amurka Avdol for Hang is Yotzei L'Cheres. Because of because he should have been Mephias with something else. Okay. Let's see the Gemara. Start from Gufa again. Gufa Murav Murka Avdol for Hang Ibe Chomim Yotzei L'Cheres. The Mor says, "My Hevel Lemevad Habel Lefayis for Lepayis." He should have given something else instead. Borav Yirmiyah Machul Shloshim Yom Mahu. If the person sold the Eved to the Goy, not forever, but just for a period of time, does the Kanaas apply? So Toshma Damar Rav Amurka Avdol for Hang Ibe Chomim Yotzei L'Cheres. So over there, the guy came and made a claim of a certain amount of chayv. And the Yisrael gave the goy, the Eved, to pay off the Chayiv, which means it's going to then revert back to the Jew. If so, so you see that it's even so, it's still Yotze L'Cheiris. So we see even for a limited time, also Yotze L'Cheiris. Right, the goy came up and made a claim of X amount against a Jew, which wasn't true, but trying to fight him and say no was not safe. So he gave the Eved to the goy to pay off the chayv. So which means after the chayv is paid back, the goy will return the Eved. That's the Morse assuming in the raya right now, and still it's Yotze L'Cheiris. Morse says no. It's not a riot because Hossam, but for Hang, Avichomim, Shenach, Zeris. It's talking about a case where the Eved would not be returned, and that's what Yotze L'Cheiris. But in the case where it's limited amount of time, we have no riot from that case. Okay. Then. So the Yisrael sold the Eved to the goy. That the malacha still belongs to the Yisrael. The goy then gets the right to use the Eved to sire children from the goy's shivcha. But he's going to work for the Jews still. See, still under the Jews' rishus regards to Shabbos, etc. Sumahu, chutz min mitzvahs. He sold it to the goy that regards to mitzvahs, the goy can't stop him, which means they made an arrangement that. He would be, I guess it was somewhat of an enforceable arrangement that the Eved would still keep the mitzvahs. Chutz v'Shabbos v'Matayvim, he would revert back to the Jew for Shabbos and Yom Tov, so he would come back to the Jew's home. So he wouldn't work in those days. And the Ger Toshav, the Yisrael Mumer Mahu, Lekusi Mahu. So what's these halachas? So we're saying, let's see if we can at least answer one of the questions. So Yirmi asked multiple questions. The first one was Shloshim Yoyim. Chutz Malachto is 2. Chutz Mitzvah is 3. Chutz Shabbos Yom Tov is 4. Ger Toshav is 5. Yisrael Mumer is 6. Kusi is 7. 7 childless. We'll see if we can answer at least one. Ger Toshav, Rav Kavichavim. Even though the Ger Toshav has agreed to follow the halachas of Bezdin, etc., but still, the atmosphere there is inappropriate for the Eved. He can't keep mitzvahs under that situation, and therefore he goes free. Kusi b'Yisrael Mumer, Amar lo k'Avichavim, v'Amar lo k'Yisrael. We have two versions of what the status of those are. Zek Rashi. After 3 days, he goes back to the Yisrael. The Ferhang of Yichabim, he would keep him. So the Ferhang of here was that the Jew had to go and work for the king. And the goy, he's giving the Eved to replace himself, which eventually is coming back. Whereas, no, that's not, it's not my case, it's Enoch Hazaris. The Yisrael sells the Eved to the Goy, that the Goy owns the Eved, but the work belongs to the Yisrael. So the Goy took ownership of the Eved to sire children. So he has not taken him away from doing mitzvahs because he will remain by the Yisrael for work purposes.
Chuzi Shabbos is Yomim Tovim, or he specifically said that the guy owns the Evet, but on Shabbos and Yom Tov he reverts back to the Yisrael, and the Yisrael will not make him work. A guy who's allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael, he's mekabel and bezdin to keep the Zion mitzvahs, but he's not a ger. He's still eating the velas. He's still doing, not acting as a non-Jew. We can at least from this brayso that we're going to quote, come to resolution at least of one of the shailas. Okay. They asked from Rabbi Ami the following shaila. Eved Shibal Atzman Likayosis, the Eved who on his own went and presented himself to the Goyish army. The Israel is not able to get him back. That's the what happens. Mal Shitzel is Dama, but they're willing to pay the Jew money for him. So is the Jew allowed to take the money? Okay. So they asked Rabbi Ami the Shaila. And the word didn't say what Rabbi Ami said, but he told Rabbi Zrika, you should look into what you have, your knowledge of Bryce's, and see if you have an answer for this question. So I'm not sure if, because Rabbi Ami didn't answer the question, or the two of them were talking about, they heard about the Shiloh, and they want to see if they can answer it themselves. Sounds like Rabbi Yirmiyah knew of an answer. He was challenging Rabbi Zvika to see if Rabbi Zvika could come up with an answer. Okay. No big talk about Ashkach. So he went and he looked into it and he came up with. So literally means nothing. Means he went out, but it means he went. He sent them to look through. You know, think through all of his possibilities, and he found the following brayso at Tanya. Okay. Person sells a house to a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael. So you're not allowed to do that. That goes into this of Lesachanim. One of Chazal of three drushes in Lesachanim is do not give them chayin, do not give them a matlis kinum, and do not give them a chaniyah, ba'aretz. The ability to settle in Eretz Yisrael. So you're not allowed to sell your house to the Goy, so Doma Basurim, so the Jew is not allowed to benefit from the money which the Goy gave him. But the Vavicham Sha'ona is based on Shay Yisrael. If the Goy on his own took possession of the bias, the Yisrael is not able to retrieve the house. But the guy is willing to pay. So he could not accept the money. Now to do this, he might have to document it, which is as if he's agreeing to the sale. Even though he's going to have to document this in their court. You're allowed to do that because all he's doing is just getting, he's losing the house either way. So there's no reason why we shouldn't allow him to at least save the value of the money. Okay. So you see, we allow him to accept the money. So similar over here, a case of the Eved ran away to the army. And he cannot retrieve him, he's allowed to accept money for him. Whereas it's not.
It sounds like he's saying, like, well, as long as we get money out of the non-Jew, it's almost like, well, it's not in our interest that the Goy has money. It's not so much that the Jew is looking from the standpoint of this individual Jew.
I understood the lotion of Hatzolah. I mean, he's saving, right? The point is that the stress is the idea that he's saving. It's his money is going down, is being lost. So he's saving his money. The whole thing is falling into the hands of the goyim, and he's at least retrieving that much. Okay. The Morse says, no, it's not a raya. But Dilma Hani Mili Bayis Kim de Lasagile Bele Bayis Le Osili Zune. The concern over here is, if we're going to allow the Yisrael to take the money, so then we're going to create a situation where the next time the person will do the sale willingly, which is, that's a problem. Whereas by the bias, that concern doesn't really exist, that people will offer their homes to sell their homes because they need a place to live. Hello. So maybe the evidence is different or not. There is, that is the shiloh. Yeah. So they asked Rabbi Ami the shiloh. So Shalom Rabbi Ami. So this is the conversation between Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Zrika, which is like on their own private conversation on the topic, and the. So Rabbi Zrika tried to bring a raya from a certain source, and the Gemara or Rabbi Yirmiyah is challenging the raya. But Samir or Rabbi Ami responded to the question. He said the following. So I guess Baimine over here was in the form of a they sent the question. They wrote a question to him. Shashalach Lahus, Rabbi Ami sent back an answer. Mini Ami Bar Nosan, Tari Yotze Lecho Yisrael. I'm making it to Kana that this should be the rule. Ebet Shehipol Atzim the Giyosis, Bein Rabbi Yochel Lahutziyoi, Loibidini Yisrael, Loibidini Avichavim, Mutter Little Estamov. Because of Amal Barkosh shall of the Chachamim Bnei Shu Kematzam Yadam, that he's allowed to retrieve the money because all he's doing really is just saving his money, which is due to him. Okay. Zok Rashi, Ayn b'Mechil Tzacha b'Mishnah Asur Lecha Lay them on Noshim. Look through what you have familiarized yourself with. You're learning what you have organized, and you have a storehouse of the knowledge. See if you can have an answer to this question.
You don't think it's a his own notes, like written notes of some sort.
I mean, the law was that they were allowed to have notes, but I don't think. I'm not aware that Mechil Tzacha necessarily would refer to that. Right. So, if that's what would mean, I'm not sure how Rashi would have known that. Rashi means that, you know, where Rashi saw that in the phrase. It could be that. It was just, I'm not sure how Rashi would know that. Hamarcha Beislav Chavim Beretz Yisrael Domer Kral Lo Yisachonim Lotitalem Chaniya Bekarka. So do not allow them, do not give them a foothold in the ground, in the land. So you're allowed to, so he's over in Isser, and he can't benefit from the money. If, however, the goy took the house, he's allowed to take the money because of Loishtar, if to do the get the money, he has to register. He's allowed to do that. Malabar kosher lehem. L'chayis my abishah chashivish lehem. Even though that's, as it were, giving a chashivish to the non-Jewish court, it's still mutter because it's matzah miyadim. The Dilma. So the Moor says it's not necessarily conclusive because hod the loy gosher bana bahanach dim asal is winning midaitoi. The concern would be that the person will do it. Obviously, we took it against his will, so where's the problem? The problem is because if we're going to allow payment over here, the person's going to do this willingly. That concern is only, it's not, that doesn't apply over here by the bias. Because it's not so common to sell the house. But in the case of the Avid, also this one. So, in the case of the Abbot, we would make this gezeira that if we're going to allow money over here, they might come to sell it, and therefore it's not no riot from the case of the Bayis to the case of the Abbot. So Moore says. So what happened is that Shochlu Rabbi Ami. The Hanuk the Boy Mineh, Rav Ami responded to those who asked the question, Mini Ami Ranosan Tetzik Terah, Haro Zuli. So this should become the rule that he's allowed to take the money. Okay. Fine. Amar Rav Shimon Levi, let's talk to you more. So we need to redeem him. So the point over here is, like Rashi mentioned in the Mishnah, we're going to, the kanas is that he has to go, not just keep the money, but he has to go and redeem it from the goy. Well, the goy says, I'm only willing to redeem it, sell him back to you, for a higher price. So Rav Shimon Levi said he has to pay the higher price. So he wants to know, Davka, Alav Davka, when he said Amei Bedomav, was that just an exaggeration? Or it was not an exaggeration. He meant that the Knas is, whatever it costs, he has the chiv to get him back because of the kanas for selling him and being mefki him for mitzvahs. So where says Toshma, Damarish Lakish, Amarcha Behema Gasa Lebed Gechobim. So the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to sell a Behema Gasa to a goy in Eretz Yisrael. The truth is that's even a problem in Chutz Lords. That's even a problem in Chutz Lords. The problem over there is because the if the behema if we're going to allow mechira of a behema to go, behema gasa does work. That's the point of a behema gasa. So we have a Shabbos yanta problem. The goy can do work with it, obviously. So we sold the behemoth to the goy, so it's the goy's behemoth now, so that's not a problem. But if we're going to allow that, people will come to lend to the goy, sell, rent to the goy, give it to the goy for a test run. And eventually, those are cases where it still belongs to Israel, and the goy is doing melacha with it on Shabbos. So they said that Yala sell Behema Gasa to Goy, Otu Sheila Skiris and the Sierni. So look, it's Kaiser had estimate the mail. If a person did it, he has to buy the animal back up to 10 times up to its value. So you see 100 times his lav dafka. But we are mechayev to give more than its value, but not 100 times. Where it says no, it's not a riot. that maybe by the case of the behemoth, it's 10 times, but the case of the Eved, where there's this ongoing situation where the Eved is unable to keep the mitzvahs, which is the Jew's responsibility, he's mechuyav to pay whatever it takes, even up to 100 times. That some say that the conversation went like this. So in this version, he said 10 times. So Morris says, Dafka, Lev Dafka. When he said 10 times, even 10 times, is that an exaggeration? Or that means, he just means that you're going to have to pay a lot for it? Or means even up to 10 times, actually 10 times? Toshma. So in this version, Rish Lakish said 100 times. So 10 is Labdafka, it means even more than 10. Versus no. So Morris says, Shiny Evid. Could be that by the behemoth it's 100 and by the Eved it's 10. So you're trying to prove that when he said Asara Badama by the Eved it's Lav Dafka because it has to mean even more, it's not a raya. We're more we're more machmer by the behemoth than the Eved, the Hadrlay. So by the case of the behemoth, Mice gets his behemoth back. By the case of the Eved, he goes free. So there's a second kanas here that even after he gets him back, he goes free. So we weren't mechayev of him to redeem him for phenomenal sums of money to then have to free him. Morris says, I don't get that. So, if you're saying, listen, if he's paying 20 times its value, but the Eved is only 10 times of the value, just well, yeah, it's okay because you get the behemoth back. It's only worth one more time. So you want to tell me that the Eved is 10 and the behemoth is 11? I get that. So it's not right that 10 is loved off because the behemoth you're paying 11 because. The behemoth you're paying 10, and the 11th time you're getting your money's worth. But why should it be that ever you're paying 100 times? The behemoth you're paying 100 times because you're getting the behemoth back. It doesn't justify 90 extra times. It justifies one more time. This is the tveichad. If by the ever 10 is dafka, so by the behemoth it should be 11. One more. This whole idea of selling an Eved to the Goy wasn't the common issue. Therefore, Chazal did not need to make it a tekana to protect it. Whereas in the case of the behemoth, it was much more of a problem, and therefore we needed to create a very strong kanas as a deterrent against doing that. So Grashi.
How does this mean with the Eved? I mean, maybe you just said it answers in part, but I mean, it's a like a pidyon shvuim type of thing.
Yeah.
So, like, why don't we just say, look, he's got a mitzvah pidyon shvuim?
Yeah, but there are limits in pinyon shvuim. Over here, we're clearly coming from an angle of a kanas, because mitzvah the mitzvah of pinyon shvuim, there are limits. We're not using the regular limits.
What type of limits? Are you talking about personal assets? Or?
No, I was saying with regards to pinyon shvuim, we're not putting a shavui more than dumb of. It's a mishnah later on in the parak. Yeah. So Lagos Rabbanon is going to be a little bit lavdafka. We didn't need to, there was, the Mora's final point is that possibly the Eved is 10 times, which means we made a takana that the Eved goes free, that's a Mishnah. And so we are addressing the problem. And we're saying over here that he has to put it up to 10 times the value, which that's also. But the point is that the same way you have, that Mishnah Shecha Chazal did not need to address it, and something which is more common, the Chazal have a greater need to address, so the Kanas we're going to give by the case of the Behemoth, which is more common, Chazal saw a greater need. It was a more common issue, so therefore they made a greater Takana. Whereas over here, they would not have been made that level of a Takana because it wasn't that common. That's what comes out. Okay, you know, let's...